I said I would do it, so here goes nothing. Straight off the top, 50 retweets, so I had to drop. I've been through a lot, been at the bottom, I'm back at the top, and I ain't gonna stop till the champagne pop. Senior year, yeah, I'm ready to ball. Can't afford to fall, cause I'm coming for it all. Finish my business, then it's a new start. Blue and gold, cause I'm Irish to the heart. 11 natty champs, yeah, we bringing them home. Got the crystal balls and a golden dome. Chasing a ring, yeah, we in our bag. Can't afford to wait, no time to drag. And we back again, September 1st coming, then it's Michigan. I'm home at ND. Now like Cali boy, I couldn't go to SC. Living like it's 49 to 14. Yes, sir.
You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. That was Hunter Spears. And it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Notre Dame commit Hunter Spears. Very impressive. I didn't watch the video right away, but I did go back and look at it. He has 25,000 views already. So I love how he ends it, living like it's 49 to 14 USC. So
I have to admit, my expectations were very low, so it didn't take much to impress me. But yeah, I was impressed. Today on the podcast, we're going to be previewing fall camp coming up, giving some of our thoughts, on how we think fall camp is going to roll out, especially in a few of the different position groups. There's some social media postings over the weekend that we're going to discuss as well, but I guess let's just start with fall camp. Let's start with recruiting, Randall, because you had mentioned, let's do that first. Recruiting, go ahead.
Yeah, the recruiting, there was a dead period in July, obviously, not a whole lot happening. And that all ended last Tuesday night, and Notre Dame was ready to go as soon as it ended. They had a visitor the next day on Wednesday, and they had quite a few visitors this last week and weekend. And they're trying to get a bunch of visits in before fall camp starts. And then there's also another dead period through August, so August 1st. Which is actually on Thursday when Brian Kelly has his opening press conference. There's another dead period, so it works out good for the coaches. They don't have to worry about trying to get players on campus and to practice and things like that. But Notre Dame has been putting in the work this week and last week. There is one commitment coming up that Notre Dame fans can watch. Tristan Sinclair, 2019 linebacker, is planning to announce his commitment on August 1st, which is Thursday. And
August 1st is Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, the press conference is on Thursday, the 2nd. Getting my dates mixed up. Too excited for fall camp.
just wait one more day.
Okay, I'll see if I can do it. But he's announcing on August 1st, four-star linebacker, 6'2", 209. Notre Dame really wants to land him, but Stanford does as well, and right now the crystal ball is 88% for Stanford. But he has visited Notre Dame a couple times in the last few months. He was there in June, I think it was the latest visit. So Notre Dame is trying to do whatever they can to get his commitment, but they'll have to put in their work, and they'll find out on Wednesday where he's planning to go to college. So,
all right, let's talk fall camp. A couple position groups are really interesting. There's a couple that I don't think are all that interesting, but the ones that I do think are interesting are wide receiver and running back on the offensive side of the ball, and then safety and a little bit linebacker, but mostly safety on defense. Those are the three and a half position groups I'm most interested in watching develop.
So you're not worried about the kicker? Or no, I agree. Those are some good groups to watch. I'm more on the offensive side. I mean, the defense seems to... We have a lot more answers on the defense than we do on the offensive side of the ball. We'll just point this out right away. The one position change that we do know of is Joe Wilkins Jr., the freshman cornerback. He came in as a cornerback, but he did switch to wide receiver. And which is kind of an interesting move because it seems like there's a lot of receivers. There was already, he'll be the fifth receiver in this freshman class. So kind of interesting move, but that brings them up to 11 scholarship receivers, I believe. But he did play receiver in high school, and he was also that was an option as a recruit. I mean, he was number 83 wide receiver nationally, and he had 34 receptions for 616 yards and 6 touchdowns. So it's not like it's a new position. He has played receiver as well as cornerback, so he did make the move, which means that Notre Dame must be feeling good about the cornerback position and not so much about the wide receiver, I'd say.
So, wide receiver position, we posted on Instagram, who do you expect to emerge as the number one, solid number one coming out of fall camp? And there's really probably two legitimate answers, Chase Claypool and Miles Boykin. Miles Boykin had a great end to the season last year in the bowl game. And Chase Claypool has always just been an exciting player to watch because of his size and athletic ability.
And his potential.
And the potential. So, behind them, there's just question marks. There's no faces. It's just a question mark. It's just a placeholder image with a question mark on the face.
Well, you still have Chris Fink there. What I'm saying is I think we kind of know what we get from Chris Fink.
Okay, agreed. But he's not going to be...
He's not the number one guy.
He's not one of the top three... He's a second-tier wide receiver, which is fine. I think they need him, and he will contribute, but he's not going to be a guy that is going to be a regular contributor that changes games.
Yeah, and then as far as the other veterans, I guess you could call them, would be Javon McKinley and Michael Young. I mean, Michael Young did good there at the end of the year at the bowl game. So there's a lot of question on how it's all going to play out. I think...
Well, I can tell you right now how it's going to play
out. Okay, let's hear it.
Miles Boykin is going to continue to be praised by Brian Kelly as, you know, the trend, not trendsetter, but the consistent example setter of the unit. And I think that's true. However, physically, he's not going to be able to contribute consistently.
Physically, he's huge.
He's tall, but he doesn't have speed. Maybe as a tight end, but not as a... not as a wide receiver. He's not going to run away from anyone. I mean, the LSU game, if those two guys wouldn't have fallen over themselves, it wouldn't have been a touchdown.
Well, you're not giving much credit to Miles Boykin.
I know, and I think he's a smart kid and probably one of the nicest people in the world, but he's not a game-in and game-out difference maker as a wide receiver.
So who's your 1-2-3 guys?
Well, Miles Boykin's going to be there, but he's not going to...
He's not going to be the go-to, the number one receiver.
He's not going to be a contributor the whole season. He's probably going to start the first two games because Brian Kelly... This sounds like I'm really bashing Miles Boykin, but he's kind of a bigger and better version of... now I'm spacing on the name. Michigan transfer that Brian Kelly kept on raving about.
Oh, Freddie Canteen.
Yeah. And I know Freddie Canteen, you know, he had injuries that kind of hindered his playing ability or his play time.
I totally disagree with you. I know what you're saying as far as the hype has been there. It was last spring as well, and going into fall, Miles Boykin, then he did nothing. But I do think the one thing that is different with him is he's learning how to play, and he can finally get off the line of scrimmage from what – I mean, that was his issue before. That's why he never got open. And he made some... He was... The highlights we've seen from spring, the glimpses we saw of him, he looked good. And I think he is going to be a contributor. He's going to start out as a number one receiver. Chase Claypool has the opportunity to take that over. It's just a matter of him deciding to do that or not. But no, he's going to be... heavy contributor
this whole season. Yes. I mean, barring injury, obviously. Yes. Okay, I disagree. I think he'll start off as a starter. He will start off there, but it's because he's a good example and he's doing things the right way. And it's okay, but he's not going to contribute throughout this season. I mean, he's not going to be one of the three top leading receivers.
Yeah. Well, I think Chase Claypool has the opportunity to take over the number one spot, you could say. But I think Michael Young is another guy that's going to contribute a lot more. I think he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. All the talk is about Claypool or Boykin, and you kind of forget about Michael Young. But I think with the bowl game kind of helping have him a breakout game, and I think he'll be used a lot. We'll have a lot of receptions by the end of the year. But there are freshmen that will have an opportunity to contribute as well. I mean, you got Kevin Austin, Micah Jones, Lawrence Keys, Braden Lindsey. There's some speed there. Obviously, we know about Braden Lindsey's speed and his track running.
And this is great.
It'll just be interesting to see how they... Well, now you have Joe Wilkins Jr. added to the mix as well. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys will contribute. I do think some of these wide receivers will play. I think, actually, they all will, because you get to play four games and still redshirt.
Yeah.
And so at some point, they need to get these guys out there and see what they can do, because there's a lot of question marks in the receiver group.
And there's not the concern of, is this a guy that we want to burn a red shirt and not keep brown? Yeah, see what they can do. And in my opinion, I mean, find out early what they can do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know they're not ready, then don't. But at a wide receiver position, I mean, as long as you have speed, you can at least be a situational difference maker. Kind of like Will Fuller. All he had was speed, and he had a couple the first year that he really played.
They've had a couple.
Which
guys
it was a freshman year when he played. Yeah. Okay.
It seems Notre Dame has always, not every year, but often they have a guy that they just send downfield, and if he gets open, he gets open. Was that Chris Brown against Oklahoma? Apparently, when he finally caught one, he was a guy they just always send him down the field.
Yeah.
And they do have speed, especially with the freshmen. They do have speed to work with. So,
and I guess at the end of fall camp, I do think that your three starters are going to be Boykin, Claypool, and Young. However, I don't think Claypool is going to be a top three contributor throughout the season. I think
that's up to him. That's definitely something at the top of it. See what he does in fall camp. We have to see if he's willing to step up. That's definitely one of the top things we'll be watching for in fall camp.
All right, and then
is he with the number one team?
Yeah.
He wasn't always in the spring.
And then running back. Questions around Dexter Williams. We both are pretty sure that he's not going to be playing the first four games of the season. And who knows what Brian Kelly's going to say at the press conference.
Could be one of those. I'm afraid it's going to be one of the Stefferson, he hung around and we won't actually play until finally week five he gets to go out in the field and play and contribute in a large way. So
I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going to happen. So that Tony Jones Jr., I mean, it's in his lap. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully he'll be that freshman Tony Jones Jr. that we were hearing about he was making plays and making a big impact on the practice field, and we just never really saw it.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
if he can stay injury free, I mean, it's his for the taking, and Dexter will have his work cut out trying to cut into that, because we've seen how hard it is, even last year, how hard it was for Dexter to get on the field, even with good playing in the small amount of time that he got, which he did have injuries, but Dexter's just one of those guys that is always, he's not the teacher's pet.
No.
But there's a lot of questions with the receivers, and I want to see what these freshmen do. I mean, we saw...
You mean the running backs?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, not receivers, with the running backs, because we saw Jameer Smith was here in the spring, but then Sebo Flemister is here as well. And I think running back is one position, one of the easiest positions to make an impact.
But
as a freshman,
but this coaching staff has been really, at least in
they've with
been,
the block as far as blocking,
as far as and pass blocking, they've been very cautious with giving a lot of playing time. So
I expect. But you got Jafar Armstrong in the mix. Well, and then you have Avery Davis. They say would get some playing, could get snaps as well. So there's kind of a lot to sort out. Yeah.
If Tony Jones stays healthy, I expect him to get a bulk of the carries until Dexter comes back, and then when and if Dexter is playing, maybe see more of a a shared workload.
Yeah.
Or equal share. All right. Anything else about the offensive side of the ball? I know that's one thing.
Well, one thing I'll be watching for is the tight ends. Before we started podcasting, I told you that, and you're like, oh, that's all figured out.
I did say it with a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I agree it could be, but once you start looking at how the spring went and how each of the players have kind of how their offseason has gone. Okay, so you got Nick Wisher. He's got a lot of experience. Looked like could be the number one guy, but he was out for the spring. So was that a chance for Alize Mack to come in? You know, do you think he looked good in the spring, but then he was suspended for the bowl game?
You mean he looked good?
He looked good this spring, but I mean before that in the bowl game. I mean he's had his. We all know Alize Mack, which I was saying. Remember when we called him Alize Jones? That seems weird now.
That seems like a long time
ago. I thought it would never switch. It'd be hard to forget that.
Maybe we should try a third name, and maybe then that would help.
And then you had the two freshmen last year, Brock Wright and Cole Kmet. Brock Wright had shoulder surgery and didn't do a whole lot in the spring. Cole Kmet was playing baseball and was there for most of the practices. And then you have freshmen coming in. George Takis was actually here for the spring, but he didn't play because he had a meniscus tear. And so these guys, I mean, Tommy Tremble's here as well. He wasn't here for the spring, but he's here now. So there's a lot of guys, but once you start looking at the injuries and just the off-field stuff,
Mac hasn't
there's
been
more questions. Well, I'm saying there's more questions there than what you would think. At the end of last year, I was saying that Nick Wisher, this is his time to shine. He's the number one guy. He's consistent enough. Mac just makes too many mistakes. But, you know, that was his chance. So, tight end, even though it might seem like everything's figured out, tight end is something I'm going to be watching for and how that all plays out because it hasn't been smooth sailing for some of these guys, for a lot of them.
I don't think
they play tight ends a lot.
They do. But I don't think the freshmen, they'll probably play because, you know, it doesn't matter if they play a few games here and there. But I don't think we'll see them in the game plan.
And with Brock Wright and kind of going back to the running back, Notre Dame now has a fullback. He's not a scholarship. But Keenan Sweeney, who transferred from Auburn or came as a walk-on, I think he's a guy that'll get playing time as a fullback.
Okay, and this is one we really disagreed about. I just don't.
I still think he will. Brock Wright was doing that, but I think Brock Wright can focus more with tight end, and now that they have a fullback, they can go in there and block. That's all he has to do is block.
Let's see how it goes. But if you,
figures in with the, I don't really put it with the fullback. It's almost more the tight ends because he's taking the position of a tight end. They use the tight ends for blocking.
Yeah,
because they didn't have a fullback.
Continue to do that. Because they have better, Brock Wright's a better athlete.
Well, that's something we got to watch for. So that's why I wanted to bring up the tight ends. I do think there's a lot to watch for and see how everything plays out.
With the offensive line, I'm not that interested here in camp, but it'll be really interesting throughout the season. Do they get better? There are going to be growing pains. I mean, even if we have Harry back here again, there's going to be growing pains when you lose two incredible players.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of spring, it seemed like they had their lineup figured out. It'll just be interesting to see if they stick with that lineup, or if anything gets switched up. So,
all right, anything you want to say about the quarterbacks?
Not really. Well, I will mention this. Brandon Wimbush, since the guys have a week out right now, or this weekend, they got to go home. Last week, they were actually, the last day of workouts, in the evening, they were all at Brian Kelly's lake house, and this is the second year that they've done that, and they were out on, I'm sure if you're on social media, you saw them on jet skis and swimming pools and all the food, and guys were just walking around taking videos of Brian Kelly's house, and Brian Kelly was out there as well with the players, and they looked like they had a good time, and it's good to see them being able to relax the coach out and just hang out with him, you know, beyond that. Earlier in his Notre Dame career, it seemed like Brian Kelly was off limits to the guys. And it's good to see that things have kind of changed a little bit. And I think everybody enjoys that better. And obviously it helped out last year after he made some changes like that. It helped him last year going from 4-8 to the season they had last year. So good to see that. But then, like I said, the guys were able to go home. Saw different things. Braden Lindsey tweeted out that he's getting his first tattoo on his arm. I think he's starting on his sleeve. But what I was saying, Brandon Wimbush is going out to California to work out with Taylor Kelly. We talked about him last week on the podcast, how he'd worked out with him before this summer. And I believe this will be the third or the fourth time that he's going out there to work with him. But Brandon's not messing around. He's putting in the work, and I still think he's got the start. He'll be starter the full season, and he's going to have a good year.
And that's why I don't think competition is ever bad. I know you're sometimes worried about the quarterback or the starter losing confidence, but if he's going to lose confidence because a guy is pushing him, then he probably isn't the guy.
Yeah. I think the spring was the time to do that. And Brian Kelly basically said he's the starter.
Yeah.
Everybody's planned that. They shouldn't try to mess around with it. It seems like every fall camp Notre Dame is, but hopefully they're not doing
that
this
year. They weren't last year.
Yeah, and I don't think they should this year either.
I completely agree. Okay, defensive side of the ball. I guess I'm most excited about the safety position. You have Alohi Gilman coming in, wasn't able to play last year.
You're most excited to see what happens?
See what happens, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm a skeptic, Randall.
Okay, I was going to say, I can't believe that you have that much confidence in the safety of him, but I just want to make sure.
No. How does that all turn out? Nick Coleman, the old man back there. Nico Fertitta, a senior now. Obviously, I don't think he's going to be in the two deep, but just mentioning off some of the guys that have been around for a while.
Well, you mentioned Nick Coleman, and in spring he was playing more of like the nickel position, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with him. That's definitely something to watch for. Excuse me, with him is what they're going to do with him, because he has a lot of experience, but he's played at cornerback and at safety. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think he should be a starting safety, but I could see him getting on the field in the nickel or, come in as a backup or whatever. But, yeah, there's a lot of I still like to point out that Alohi Gilman, it looks like he's going to start. And I've said that ever since he came to Notre Dame. But we have to see. Obviously, played at Navy. You can go back and watch that film. He had a great game against Notre Dame. And Josh Adams. But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of questions out there. And will the freshman be able to crack that starting lineup? There's a lot of hype around Derek Allen and Houston Griffin and Griffith. And, I don't know, definitely a lot of questions there. And it won't take much to outdo the performance of last year.
And then the linebackers.
Well, who do you think is going to start at safety?
At safety?
Against Michigan.
Well.
You're not sure yet.
I'm not sure, but I'm starting to think you're probably right about Gilman. So, but probably Coleman and Elliott. And then maybe Gilman takes over throughout maybe later in the year.
Well, I think Coleman's already out of the
safety. You think he's totally out of it?
I think he's out of that. I think they're looking to do something else with him. I think it's going to be Elliott. I think Elliott's going to keep a starting job with Alohi Gilman. But, yeah, how long that lasts, a lot of people think that Derek Allen, Houston Griffith has a better opportunity. He was here for the spring and performed really good. So maybe he has a chance to compete there. People are going to be very disappointed if Jalen Elliott is starting. I will say that. But
I still think it's going to be tough for a first-year starter to come in.
And, well, that's what I mean. Yeah. He was a first-year starter last year. You're going to want, even if Houston Griffith would start as a first-year starter here, you're going to want him to improve a lot his second year, and I think Jalen Elliott can do that. It was just the entire safety position was just that bad that Yeah.
And we'll
so
see.
That there's a lot of questions around that for sure.
Okay. And now there is a dedicated safeties coach too, so that could also improve that the play from the safeties.
True.
Linebackers, two studs, two no questions at all, assuming Tranquil can stay healthy and Tavon Coney at the mic and Tranquil at the buck. But then the guys behind them and then also at the Rover position, I mean, Asmon Bilal, I think, is going to start at the Rover, but there definitely are going to be some other guys that probably will play there too.
Yeah. That's... It looks... The linebacker group looks good with Tranquil and Coney, but they both had injuries in their career, and I almost don't even want to talk about it, but what happens if they...
What were Coney's...
I believe it was his shoulder or something at the end of his... Was at the end of his freshman year. It wasn't anything too major.
Okay.
But he got banged up pretty good. And but obviously, he was healthy. They were both healthy last year. But what happens behind after those guys? That's the huge question. And the guys that are kind of backing them up are guys that have switched positions.
This goes from being, assuming Coney and Tranquil can stay healthy, this goes from being, you know, one of the strongest position groups and a position group that is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And we did see it last year. Yeah. To a position group that is going to be a weakness if they are not able to play.
Yeah. But the big name, Jonathan Jones, is a guy. He's the linebacker. He's been a linebacker his whole career there at Notre Dame. Maybe a little bit undersized, but I think he's going to be a backup to Coney. But then you got guys like DJ Morgan, Jordan Ganmark Heath. I mean, they both switch positions and are at linebacker now. Jordan Ganmark Heath, I'm guessing he'll be the backup to Tranquil, but some of him, he did on, I believe it was his Instagram, he sent out a video. He's trying to motivate himself, has stuff written all over his mirror and showing everybody. He has lofty goals. So basically he's planning to be a first-team All-American, 90 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 2 forced fumbles.
And is this as a single season statistic at some point or for this year?
Oh, I would think it's for this year, this season.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't say, but I just assumed it was for this season. So, and had other motivational
it's kinda stuff hard
written
to,
on the other side. So
to get to 90 tackles unless you're a starter.
That's what I was thinking. But he's got some lofty goals, but that's good. So he does have a lot of potential. So maybe get him some, even if he doesn't start next year, he's a guy that will probably be starting. But then he has some young guys too. I mean, Bo Bauer, Jack Lamb, Drew White. I mean, you do have some younger guys. But the depth there is a question on what's going to happen.
All right. So we touch on defensive line a little bit. It's an exciting group, I think. Not as far as what could... I'm not that excited about fall camp, but I'm excited about playing time when the season starts. You know, Michigan, I'm just excited to watch them play because I like watching Julian Okorah and Jerry Tillery and a couple of those guys and see what they can do. Kareem. But as far as in fall camp, I'm not really that excited because I kind of feel like we know what we're getting and there's not that much that's going to change.
But yeah.
Do you think differently?
No, I mean, there's definitely more answers than that, a lot of the positions. I mean, kind of like you said, you know what you're getting. I don't think we mentioned with the Rover, the backups there with Bilal would be Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, which is one of the best athletes on the team. He looked very good this spring. But then you have Isaiah Robertson, who moved from safety. Ovi Ogofu and Shane Simon are the two freshmen. So, yeah, but with the defensive line, I mean, it'll be fun to see what Jerry Tillery can do during the season, but I don't think it's anything really to watch for in fall camp. We know who Jerry Tillery is. I guess maybe some of the, you know, you got guy Jonathan Bonner, kind of see what he can do. Roll Darnell Ewell or Kurt Heinisch, you know, Myron Tagovailoa, Amosa. Finally getting some of these names kind of right. But kind of what can they do kind of in the interior there? There's a little bit of a battle there on the playing time and how it'll be split up.
There definitely is position battles in the within the two deep.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I don't think there are within the starters, but in the two deep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I'm excited about fall camp.
Just that's for sure. A reminder, Notre Dame is trying to do a green out.
Or the shirt. It's not Notre Dame, actually.
That's true.
Because Notre Dame puts no effort into it.
So, if you are going to the game, go ahead, buy the shirt, or at least get a close matching green shirt, and at least try to help.
Actually, we should have everything. It might actually happen because I'm pretty sure those 90% of those 80,000 fans will listen to this podcast. So,
sounds like a little bit of an exaggeration.
but tell your friend. I push for. I don't think it's going to happen, but I doubt I'll be at the game. But if I would go, I would definitely be wearing green.
Yeah,
I'm telling anybody that goes to wear green. So do the same thing. Comment on the shirt. I comment on their posts. I'm like, I was like, if they'd make the shirt green every year, it'd be a lot easier to do a green out. So, anyways.
All right, that's all. Anything else, Randall, from you? I don't have anything more.
Well, like we mentioned, the press conference is on
Thursday,
and then they head down to Culver, practice on Friday. But we'll probably wait to talk about that. There's always a lot of news. That's a loaded press conference, so... we'll see what all changes on Thursday.
If you want to talk Notre Dame football, head over to the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. It is free to sign up and use. If you do use it, I do ask that you would use our Amazon affiliate link. Helps cover some of those costs. And follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. And it's here, Randall.
I can't believe it.
Fall camp will be here before our next episode. And we'll hear from Brian Kelly and get a couple answers, probably maybe more questions than answers on some of the things like Dexter Williams. Probably won't hear a definite answer about his status, but it will be good to get back into hearing press conferences again and hearing more information about Notre Dame football. So, until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.